Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast, the platform where we bring you the daily devotional Rhapsody of Realities by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome. I trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. The title for today's article is Take Care of Others. The scripture reading for today's article has been taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11 in the Amplified Classic Version. It says, "Therefore, encourage, admonish, exhort one another, and edify, strengthen, and build up one another, just as you are doing." Praise the Lord. There are Christians who got offended and almost gave up the faith because someone in their local church mistreated or disappointed them, according to Pastor Chris. Pastor says that's wrong. God didn't tell us everyone in the church will like us, treat us well, and always be helpful to us. But He told you to like others, treat them well, and always be willing to help. So, it begins with you. Praise the Lord. In other words, it's not our place to judge others, but to focus on our own selves. It begins with us. Don't let the reason you're the member of any particular church or group in church be that you're looking for someone to help you. Rather, develop a desire to render service, to help others. Acts 20 verse 35 tells us that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. You know, you find some people always complaining about their church. Oh, there's no love. Oh, they don't care. They're so self-absorbed. But Pastor is telling us here, don't let that be the reason why you want to be a member of a church, because you feel you're going to be benefiting from it or that others will give of themselves to you. Rather, be the one to render service. Be the one to help others. Be the one to always look out for a need to meet it. Be the one expressing the character of the Spirit, whether you receive it back or not. Hallelujah. If you felt ignored, rejected, and uncared for, that should tell you or let you know that that's what some others might be feeling too. So take up the responsibility and look out for those in a similar situation and encourage and strengthen them. Pastor is saying, if you're feeling it, then the likelihood of others feeling it is there. So be the light. Reach out to others you feel might be experiencing the same. Hallelujah. Pastor says that's Christian ministry. It's one of the beautiful blessings and privileges you get from being a member of a local church. The local church has a ministry, and God wants you to be a vital member. That means you also partake in the doing. Hallelujah. You also partake in the responsibilities. You shine the light. You know, it starts with us. Hallelujah. Be the one that goes out of their way to support others, to encourage others, to bless others. Remember, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. In the last paragraph, Pastor says, "There's no one on earth who has no family. Everyone belongs in a family, If you find that you're the only one you know in your entire family, reach out and help someone else who's lonely and make them part of your family. You should never be alone. Don't live for yourself only. Be responsible for others, just as their leaders over you who are responsible for you. You need to be matured in the things of life. Pastor is saying here, if you find yourself lonely, do you know any other lonely person around you or in the house of God? Make friends with them, reach out to them, encourage one another. Because it's all our responsibility in the body of Christ to uphold one another. And it starts with you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Join me as we take the confession together. Dear Father, I thank you for the opportunity to fellowship with others in the household of faith and be instructed, encouraged, strengthened, energized, and programmed by your word for a great and glorious life. I take advantage of your grace at work in me to uplift, bless, help, and strengthen others in their faith walk. To your praise and glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You can look further in the scriptures by looking at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25, and 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. I trust you've been blessed by today's article. If you have listened to today's podcast, but you're yet to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to encourage you to do so now. The time is short and the Lord is looking to welcome you as one of His children. He loves you and He has a purpose and a plan for you. Would you accept Him today and begin your real destiny in Him? It starts with you saying yes. So I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation that follows immediately after this podcast. Thank you for listening and God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, O Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life. From this day forward, I receive eternal life through Him and in His name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.